Congress is debating legislation to lower drug prices in the U.S. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports pharmaceutical companies, including Eli Lilly, based in Indianapolis, say most of the problem is not with them, but the insurance system.
Lilly's insulin Humalog cost about $20 when it first became available in 1996. In 2019, its list price hit $275 per vial, a more than 1,000% increase. One part of the legislation would penalize pharmaceutical companies if they raised drug prices more than the rate of inflation. Eli Lilly CEO Dave Ricks says he would be willing to discuss this part of the bill if it was a way to drive down consumer costs.
But one principle we have is whatever the government saves or generates in their world revenue from the pharmaceutical industry, we'd like to see that go to patient savings, not to some other priority like dental insurance or electric batteries for cars, or some other priority that's in this huge bill being discussed.
Ricks argues it's the insurance system that needs to be fixed, not the pharmaceutical industry. And he says the proposed bill fails to do that. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.